Brian. Hello, I am Crystal from The Crystal Show, and you can visit me on thecrystalshow.com.
Okay, so what's your show about for the folks who are listening?
The show is a podcasted show, and it's also live on Thursday nights, 9 p.m. We talk about all kinds of things, relationships, political issues, just whatever that's out the day we text.
Okay, and you say you talk about a whole bunch of different stuff. You talk about relationships as well?
Relationships, yes, it's always a good hot topic. And if there's something like in the news that's interesting, a subject matter, then I'll talk about that. Or just whatever out there, whatever current events are out there, we try to discuss it.
Gotcha. So, like, what's one of your favorite, or at least maybe your listeners and callers, favorite topic to talk about as far as relationships?
Usually relationships is a favorite, or, you know, issues surrounding relationships. Is always something that people like to talk about because, of course, everyone deals with that from time to time. So.
Well, yeah, I think, well, we deal with them all the time, whether it be sexually or just socially. We deal with relationships all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I deal with them from time to time. Most people deal with them all the time.
Oh, so you deal with yours time to time. Okay, from time to time.
Yeah, right. When I have time, then I'll, you know, deal with it.
Oh, so you're one of the people who believe that you barely have enough time for a relationship with other women and dudes use that excuse.
Exactly. I don't have a lot of time for relationships. I don't make the time. You have to make the time for the things that you want. And, yeah, it's not really on my radar right now, so it's not something that I, you know. So I deal with it from time to time.
Right, so not wanting to be in a relationship, it's just not on your radar right now. So you're not interested in, like... I'm sure you're interested in having sex, I would assume. You're just not interested in the whole commitment thing.
Right. Right. That's a whole ball of wax that I choose not to get into. But that's just me. But most people do love it and are in great relationships or bad relationships if they want to talk about it. So that's why we talk about it on the show.
Okay, is that something you feel comfortable talking about now as far as your relationship, since I got you in line?
Sure. I always warn people. I'm an open book, you know, pretty much. So don't ask a question you don't want answered.
Oh, no. I want all the answers, and I don't mind asking questions. Just be ready for
it. Okay. Sure.
So your situation, like, when's the last time you had a relationship? When's the last time you've been in a relationship?
No, I'm not in a relationship.
Yeah, when's the last time you were in one?
Oh, the last time? I'm sorry. Relationship, I guess, would be... few years, about probably 3 good years, solid 3 years ago. But, you know, you do the in and out thing, you know. I'm more casual right now, you know. So,
I don't know what the in and out thing is. At least I don't know what you mean by it. What's the in and out thing?
In and out means, you know, you see someone for the purpose of having sex, and that's it. But,
so
you know, you can't do that. Huh? I said you can't do that too much with the same person because then it becomes a relationship without you realizing that's what's happening.
And is that something you tend to avoid, the whole relationship part of fucking, or what?
Yes. I avoid it.
Why is that? That's interesting. Why is that?
Well, because I'm busy thinking about other things, such as work. My radio show takes up a lot of time, you know, the preparation for it and everything like that. I'm a writer, so I'm in the middle of a couple of projects right now writing, and that takes up a lot of mental time. And in relationships, you have to spend a lot of mental time in that relationship to be fair to that person. And so I decided that I can't be fair to someone where I am now. So I decided the best thing to do is not to get involved.
Mm-hmm. And would that be as a result of maybe some failed relationships in the past, possibly, or?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, obviously, they failed because I'm not in them. So, and, you know, you have to take a look at things. And I wasn't, at first, I guess in the past of relationships, I would get out of a relationship and boom, I'm back into another relationship. And I began to realize a pattern. So you have to, you know, step back from that and go, okay, what am I doing wrong, or, you know, whatever. What choices am I making that are not good? And I realized that that was my main issue, is that I was too focused on other things. And, you know, so I decided, don't focus on something that's not working.
Now, you said it wasn't working with particular individuals that you chose at that time. It wasn't working exactly.
It wasn't so much the individuals, because I am the only common denominator in all of my relationships. So I wasn't working, you know, and I can't necessarily blame them, per se, for the situation, but, you know, I can control myself. So I guess I wasn't giving, you know, what I needed to give in a relationship. And that's hard to look at, you know, it's hard for people to look at, which is why so many people are in failed relationships.
Yeah, exactly. So I love to hear when people take ownership for their issues and the fact that they weren't necessarily the best person in,
right,
in a relationship. Yeah, I think that's very honest. And not a lot of people do that, so I appreciate people who do that.
So it took a long time to do that. So, you know, and you know what? It took time away from relationships to actually look at myself and look at my life. And a lot of times we don't do that. We don't take that time in between because we don't want to be alone. You know, we want to be with someone. We don't want to say, well, I don't have a man, especially as women, you know, I don't have a man, so something's wrong with me, you know, that kind of a thing. So we go get one so we can say, okay, I have one. So shut up. I'm healthy. I'm okay. But meanwhile, you know, you're miserable.
Yeah, miserable while you're with that person that you're miserable with, and then is it also possible you could be miserable alone without having someone?
Well, yeah, you can be. You can be. And, I mean, I'm not saying I don't have those tequila nights, but, you know, but you, I'd rather be alone and living on my own terms and doing what's right for myself than in a relationship and making someone else's life miserable when we really don't have to be doing this. I mean, you don't have to be in a relationship. It's not required. But it seems to be in society. You're required to have a relationship. But you're not, really. You know, you don't need that in order to survive.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it helps, at least for me. I love being with chicks. I've never been married, and I'm not against long-term relationships, but I definitely love dating, that's for sure. And fuck it. So, with you, it's like, yeah, do you think you're just maybe a difficult person to be with?
You know, I'm not going to say that I'm not. I guess you would have to ask my many exes. But, you know, I want what I want, and I think we all do. We want what we want, and you know, personally, I'm probably not that good at compromise. And I'll compromise for the right person, but then again, what does that mean? Who is the right person, quote unquote?
Exactly, yeah. What does that
mean? So, you know, and that's, again, that's another thing that I had to look at about myself. You know, and I always knew in relationships in the past that I've been in that you have to look at least for me, I know when I really love somebody and the things that I would do in those types of relationships, and I can count those on my hands. But, and I know when I'm not. But a lot of times we will stay in the relationships, even the ones that we're not that comfortable with, or we don't really like the person or the situation, just, you know, so we can have someone to be with on those lonely nights or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And now are you a victim of that as well? Is it going to put you in that category? I haven't done that.
I don't have that many lonely nights.
No, I mean the part of having to do just to say you had to do.
I've done that before, yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. Because, you know, it's hard. You know, it's hard. And being a woman, I think, is more so than being a man. You're a man if you say you're single, you're high five. And if you are a woman and you say you're single, then someone, you know, takes you by the shoulder and pat you on your back and go, well, you'll find him. So So, you know, you feel pretty bad about yourself, you know, but you have to get over that. And it's hard for women to do, but I've done it. I've gotten over that.
Okay, so when's the last time you had sex?
A couple of weeks ago
you had sex?
Yeah.
With just a random dude or somebody you could fucking pull out?
Somebody I knew. Exes are beautiful. Just for that purpose. You don't have to get to know them, you know? You don't have to talk much. Because you already know everything. Alright, everybody. This is Crystal from The Crystal Show. Please follow me on Twitter at Crystal Show 1 or follow me on Facebook at The Crystal Show 1. And visit us on our official website, which is thecrystalshow.com.
He's porridge hot.
Alright, so I'm noticing that you have an issue with the word relationship.
Yeah. Well, because relationship to me means boyfriend. That means someone that you have had a committed ties to. You know, when you were together, you did not sleep with anybody else. They didn't sleep with anybody else, as far as you knew. And, you know, you had a relationship, and everybody else knew that. Third-party people knew that. You know, so, and usually an ex-lover, maybe one or two people knew that, maybe not. Maybe no one you knew that, you know, that kind of a thing.
All right, so when you and old dude had sex a couple weeks ago, are you into anal sex at all?
Absolutely not. No fucking way.
You said no fucking.
No fucking way. No fucking way, man. I mean, I've done it before years ago, and I won't do it again.
Why not? I'm just curious.
It wasn't good. I mean, the afterwards part of it was bad. You know, because, you know, you go to the bathroom all wrong. It didn't feel good. So I said, you know, I'm not going to do that anymore.
It said ill. I mean, look, I totally understand because there's certain things sexually that I refuse to do as well. And if getting fucked in the ass doesn't feel good to you, then I guess you shouldn't do it.
Yeah, it isn't that good. It hurts. First of all, it hurts. It kind of feels good while you're doing it, depending if the guy is not too big. But, I don't know how gay guys do it. I have no idea on a regular basis. But, it wasn't something that afterwards, it was like I was having diarrhea. It was a horrible, horrible situation.
Gotcha. Yeah. You said ill cooking, that's funny. All right, so let's check that off. No fucking in the ass for Crystal. All right, straight. So what about oral sex? Do you suck dick?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I do.
Do you swallow?
I recommend no one does it unless they enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, please don't do it. It's just a waste
of time. Yeah, I agree. I don't like getting my dick sucked from a chick who doesn't enjoy doing it and really isn't good at it. Just don't even bother doing it.
Right, you know.
All right, so do you swallow was the question I tossed out, but you didn't hear me.
Swallow. I have, but not by choice. In other words, I haven't, gone to the point where I'm, you know, trying to swallow, but I have swallowed because it happened. But not by choice. I don't like to, because I'm, you know, yeah. I know guys like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, some guys like it. Yeah, I prefer it. Doesn't really matter, but it's like she gets extra points for swallowing. As long as she's
right.
A girl, she gets extra points for that. Right, straight.
Very true. No points for me.
All right, are you the gagging at all?
No, I don't gag. No, I try not to. Because, again, see, I have a thing about throwing up. And anything that resembles that on any level, I try not to. So.
Okay. And how would you react to a dude who wanted you? Maybe it's happened before. I don't know. You can answer that if so. But how would you react to a dude who wants you to stick your finger in his ass?
I tell him, look, man, I got a nice, you know, boy friend who may like doing that with you, but not me.
Oh, straight.
Because I think if a guy is into that, you know, he's suspect. You know?
Yeah, exactly. That's where I was going to go next. You think any dude who wants anything stuck in his ass while you're fucking him, it may be a little gay.
Yeah, he's gay. Or bi or whatever. But yeah, I think so.
Okay, yeah, I agree with you on that. And since we're on the gay topic, how do you feel about this? Any dude that participates in any sexual act with another dude is considered gay, in my opinion. What about you?
Well, I guess if you say sexual act as in having a threesome, like
I'll classify it for you. I'll break it down for you. I can understand. I'm a one dick in a room type dude, you know, so I can participate in a threesome that involves another dude. I just don't want to do that because I ain't trying to share my chick, number one. And if it's his chick, then I really don't want to be there as long as he's there. Not that I'm homophobic or anything, but really, I'm a one dick in a room type of dude. But no, right. It's like, not even that. It's just, let's say a dude just let another, because a lot of dudes, for some reason, think it's okay to even joke about letting another dude suck their dick. And I'm like, you know, even that joke alone is kind of gay. So just the thought of letting another dude suck my dick is like not even a turn on for me. But a lot of dudes joke about it, and I'm thinking a lot of dudes would actually let another dude suck their dick. So in that scenario is what I'm saying. Do you consider those dudes gay?
They're gay. Yeah. They're gay, or I always throw in bi because, you know, I have a few gay friends, and they'll say that bisexuality is real where I go, yeah, right, whatever. But, you know, they know more than me, except their culture. So, they're either bisexual or gay. And bisexual, to me, only means that you haven't come out yet, you know. You don't know what you want yet. So, but, yeah. If you get off on a guy screwing you on any level sexually, then you're gay. And I say the same thing for a woman as well, even though I have, you know, been in situations where there's another woman in the room. But if this is your pleasure, you know, like when you're alone and you're thinking about it, kind of a pleasure, and you want to do it and you tell other people, oh yeah, that's crossing the line. So, you're gay.
All right, so you say you've been in a room with another woman sexually. So you've been a part of a three-way with two women and one dude or what?
Yeah.
Was it a dude? Was it a dude you were involved with, or was it a dude that she was involved with? Or just a random dude?
It was a guy that was her friend, but they weren't in a relationship. So, in other words, she knew him and I didn't. But, yeah, it wasn't a relationship thing. And that's the way all threesomes should be. Everybody should be non-committal. You know, if you ask your girl to, and you know, do a threesome, then you're setting yourself up for failure. It's just the most horrible thing to do. It's ridiculous. But...
So how'd that whole scenario go down? Was Chicky Boo like, yo, I'm gonna fuck this dude today, you wanna come be a part of it? Or how do you get invited to a three-way?
It was when I was a little younger, and, you know, we did it for money. He was a guy, he was very successful and wealthy, and, you know, he got paid. So, we did it.
So is that something you would do today? Not just in today's Sunday, but today in your life?
No, I don't do that anymore.
So since you don't do it anymore, how do you view that whole act? Is it something that you say, hey, let people do what they want to do, or do you find it wrong in some sort of way?
Yeah, they can do it if they want to, you know? I mean, you have to look at it as in the confines of your life at that moment, and if that works, then fine. You know, I have nothing against women who do those kinds of things, or men for that matter. I mean, actually, we do it all the time, actually, but we don't call it, here, it's going to cost you X amount of dollars for me to participate in this, but we do it in other ways all the time. So.
Okay, so since we jumped on the topic of fucking for pay, is that something you would do today, just in a straight dude fucking a chick type of way, or would you not even be paid for sex?
No, I don't do that anymore. No, absolutely not. It's not who I am now, so I don't do that anymore. It's not who I am now, so I don't do that.
So had you done it more than once then, for pay back in the day?
Yeah, when I was very young, yeah.
Was it porn, or what was it, type situation?
No, just, you know, just older guys who had money. Yeah. And some of them may not have called it what it was, but it was what it was. I mean, we all know what we're doing, you know, we all know the deal.
All right, so now you say you wouldn't do it And since you're not relationship minded, like, at all at this point in your life, but you do enjoy fucking, but you enjoy now fucking for free more so than getting paid for.
Yeah, I guess so. I enjoy fucking for free. Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is, right? You enjoy fucking.
It is. Yeah, I do.
Now, do you love sex, or do you, love sex? Is it like something that you can do 4 or 5 times a week, or every day, or how often could you like fuck?
I'm not gonna do it every day. I mean, that's ridiculous. The only time I would do it like on a constant basis, is if I was in a relationship, and usually that's because guys gotta have sex more than, once a week. For myself, I have it whenever I want need to, and that's usually, once a month. I don't really think about it until I'm thinking about it,
Yeah, so you're pretty vanilla as far as the amount of time you want sex. That's kind of okay. I think a lot of dudes out there can satisfy you as far as once a month. I think even your worst fucking dude can be like, okay, I can hook you up once a month. I can swing that.
No, not my worst dude. It has to be someone good. I mean, otherwise, what's the point? I can masturbate by myself. I don't need you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's too many toys out there. I don't even use toys, but there are, instruments out there. Hell, you can, shower, attachments. I mean, there's so many things you can do that you don't need a male for.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said you don't use toys.
No, I haven't. I mean, not by myself. No, I don't do that. No. I just haven't. I haven't, purchased the art of actually going online or whatever and purchasing something like a rabbit or whatever it's called. Yeah, no, haven't done that.
So when you do have to satisfy yourself, since you do go stretches now without having sex, and you can go months without having it, at least a month instead of having it, what do? You use your fingers? So how do you satisfy yourself?
Yeah, my fingers. That's fine. That is sufficient. So no need to spend $30 or more. You can do it yourself. I mean, but hey, yeah, I'm sure, the mini products that are out there will maybe do a better job or quicker or faster or more intense. I don't know. I just never thought about it enough to purchase one. And maybe I'll have a better time. Maybe I wouldn't have to have a guy for, a year if I got the right product. I don't know. That might be something to think about. Yeah, I haven't thought about that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for the idea. I don't know.
That's funny. So have you ever been with a woman before, sexually?
No. And I paused only because I was thinking of the, the times that I've done it, like a three-way. But I wouldn't consider that sexually with them, per se.
So you didn't do anything to her, she didn't do anything to you sexually?
Not really. I mean, we kissed and stuff. It was a show, what I'm saying? So, it wasn't like a pleasure thing.
Okay. So, the types of dudes that you date black dudes, white dudes, any type of dude, what?
All kinds. I find lots of men sexy. I've been married to, a white guy. I've been in a relationship with a European guy, Italian. I've had relationships with black men, white men. I mean, whoever, turns me on at that time. I get the connection with, I guess.
Yeah, and what are you? What's your nationality?
Black.
Okay. And how would you classify yourself? Are you a nerdy type? Are you a dominant type? Or how would you classify yourself?
No, I'm not. You mean in a sexual situation? No, I'm not dominant. I don't like being dominant. Nerdy? In my personality, maybe I'm nerdy, but I don't talk about my nerdy stuff with guys because guys kind of glaze over when you have actual conversations with them. So I don't talk about those kind of things with them.
Well, thanks for generalizing about all men. God damn
it. I know. It's one of my flaws, man. I generalize guys. I compartmentalize them into a category. That's one of my flaws. I'm working on that.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you're working on it. So, would you ever see yourself get married, or have you been married?
I've been married twice when I was younger. I call them legal boyfriends. But I would love to get married. That's a dream. I would love to win the lottery. but I don't see it as a reality goal. I see it as a fantasy goal. So I would love to, yes, I would love to meet that perfect person for myself that I connect with and all of that and fall in love and get married. I mean, that would be wonderful. But I don't see it happening, but it, you know, stranger things have happened.
Now, why don't you see it happening? I'm just curious to find out why you believe it and it's a fantasy and it may never happen.
I'm not that compatible with a lot of people. And that's something I realized. And that's okay. That's okay. But, yeah, I mean, I don't, I would have to compromise too much. And I'm not a good faker. You know, I know some of my friends are really good at, I call it faking, they call it just compromising or whatever, or looking beyond, whatever. I'm not good at not showing how I feel about stuff. So, since that's the case, I'm not in a relationship, so it's hard for me to meet someone like that. But it can happen. I mean, I'm not saying that it won't. So I'll never say never.
And let's play the perception game. Can we do that real quick?
Sure.
Alright, just based on the conversation, even the initial hello that I got from you today, and that's why I asked you the question earlier if you thought you were difficult, because you put off a difficult vibe.
That's good. And then, you know, it's working.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't need to, but yeah, I guess I do. I'm sure I do.
Yeah,
I've been told that before.
You've been told that before. Okay, cool. Because, you know, it's like, I consider a good friend somebody who can tell you shit like that, because these are things you may not even recognize about yourself. And I'm not saying any friend can tell you, but you may have that one really good friend who can tell you, like, certain things about yourself that maybe no one else has really revealed, or maybe you didn't believe it because it came from some person who really doesn't matter much in your life. But I think real friends should be able to tell real friends stuff like that.
Yeah, and you're right. And like I said, I'm really good at taking criticism or whatever, and people being open with me. I appreciate that more so than anything else. So yeah, I've been told that, you know, from guys who were my friends who said that about me as to why I'm not in a relationship, quote unquote. So you know, there it is. You know, I am who I am. You know.
Yeah, you are, exactly. There's nothing you can do about it. I see it all the time that I'm not for everybody, and you obviously are for everybody. So, I mean, it's just one of those things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, just gotta keep doing what I'm doing then.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not criticizing you or anything like that. It was just an observation that I noticed just from our, you know, however long conversation.
Well, you know, I don't try to be difficult. I think what it is that I'm not typical of a female. I mean, as far as you know, trying to be nice or something. But I think I'm different in different situations. Okay, so if I'm talking to someone like for business or just my friend or something like that, then I talk like this. You know, if I'm talking to someone for more sensual situations, then I do talk a little differently. But that's just because of the situation. You know, you have to be softer, you know, cuter, prettier, whatever. You know, whatever turns them on. You know, you got to do that. and then when I, you know, go back to when I'm done with that, then I can go back to being that stuff.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I mean, we sort of not change, but we flow according to the situation and who we're with and what's going on at that time. So I totally understand because, yeah, right now you're on. You know, we're talking about stuff for the podcast, and you're in Crystal Court, but I'm not too...
Right, exactly.
So when does Crystal Mode go away? Like, when's the last time Crystal Mode went away?
Well, you know, it doesn't really go away. I mean, this is really who I am. The only time I switch, quote-unquote, is when someone's in front of me purely for business or something like that, or... course, if I'm talking to my children or something, or you know, if you're talking to, you know, a mate, like a love mate or whatever, then I switch a little bit, like I said, for their enjoyment. But normally I'm like this all the time.
Okay.
I guess I'm difficult all the time. But, you know, I'm a lot of fun. I'm a lot of fun to be around.
No, I can see that part of you as well, exactly. That's why I said I wasn't criticizing you earlier. Because, no, we're not all, and we come off different ways to different people as far as perception-wise, too. So, this is my initial opinion of perception of you. It can definitely change because it has happened over time. Well, I thought one person was a certain way or somebody thought I was a certain way initially. But over time, it's like, okay, you sort of see that they're not entirely that way.
Right. I mean, like, for instance, your name, Mr. Player Hater. That puts me in a certain perception already. And intellectual hater. That puts me into a perception of who you are. So, I act accordingly.
Oh, good point. So let me ask you this. So since we had never spoken, you don't know me at all. So you thought I was going to be, like, attacking you throughout the conversation?
Pretty much. But actually, I have. A few years ago, I did not so much speak to you, but I ran across your podcast. So, yeah, and knew kind of your vibe. So I was like, okay, here we go.
Well, no, please tell me what you think my vibe is. I mean, I'm curious.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not like, you know, you're a nice guy. So I have to be on the defense, or the offense, rather, and make sure, you know, that I act in a certain way.
Okay. Because any sign of weakness, I take advantage of it and pretty much try to make you look bad, is that what you think?
Exactly. But that's okay. Actually, I like that better, but I have talked, like, I've had guests on the show. There's one particular guest that comes reoccurringly on the show every now and again, and he's very religious and very positive. Now, when I speak with him, I speak to him like that, you know, because I don't want to offend him. And I want it to come across that I understand what he's talking about and that I give him the respect of being a man of, you know, more spiritual. So, I don't give him my usual vibe. Because I don't want to, you know, I don't want him to think badly of me. Or anything. But yeah, you know, again, like you said, you act accordingly to the seeking to.
Okay, so maybe that's why I got that vibe from you earlier, because you came in with this idea or perception of me without even talking to me.
Well, I didn't mean to. This is who I am. So, yeah. But, you know, usually with other people, I may tone myself down so they, you know, don't take offense. So I hope you didn't take offense. I'm sure you're fine.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
You know, I'm fine. I didn't take offense to it at all. I totally read it right out the gate. And I'm glad you were honest enough to admit the fact that you came in, you know, with a particular perception of me.
Yeah,
because I sort of sensed that, like, very early on, just from the initial, hey, Chris, how you doing? You just look like very one response and just moving along type thing.
Okay, well, I got to work on that then, huh?
Well, no, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. No, I mean, you adjust according to who you're dealing with. And I totally respect and understand that. You were dealing with the player hater in quotation marks. It's like you put quotes around every relation word you say. Yeah, you were dealing with the player hater. So it's like, yeah, you felt as though you had to be a certain way and have your guard up because you just thought I was going to come in and try to whatever.
Yeah.